beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real.
A new episode of Beauty and the Trill. We having all the technical difficulties right now. Hey, Trill.
What's up?
So we out here looking real, like, we out here looking real bootleg because we trying to share a mic. Man, it's just it's a lot of stuff going on right now. Just bear with us right now.
What's up, y'all? These mimosas got me, so I'm good.
Okay, so Trill and I are here live at this Lotus Brunch Women's Empowerment stuff.
Yeah,
I'm spitting on his face because he's sharing one mic. We about to kiss.
Glad I brushed my teeth this morning. Right, God damn.
Right, exactly. And it's too hot for this hair, bro. But anyway, so today's episode, you know, it's real special. We ain't doing none of them segments or nothing like that.
None. Get right into it.
Right. Ain't nobody hiring. Ain't nothing going on in the entertainment
world.
You
got a job by now. You're somewhere over. Right.
It's just Beauty and the Trill. Right. So let's hop into it. We're going to be talking about, since it's a women's empowerment, we're going to be talking about why females can't, like, uplift each other. So we're going to entitle it Girl Fight. Okay, so from a nigga point of view, would you, like, I hear a lot of dudes say, or whatever, that girls are so much worse, or whatever, they don't never, you know, uplift each other, they always got drama. Like, what do you think? Do you think that's, like...
Yeah, I think that's... I think that's true. I mean, I guess it's competition and just feeling, just insecurity, I feel like. Uh-huh. That's the main thing, not being secure in yourself. Not wanting to give another woman her props because you think it's going to take from your shine.
Right.
And this happens, like, a lot. And women need to know that they all can eat together. Don't just got to be one at the top. It don't got to be two. Like, everybody can eat together.
Okay, but so do you think, like... Like, okay, so you think, like, women can't eat together. But sometimes it don't even be about eating. Like, bitches just be beefing just to be beefing. Just because, like, I don't know. I just think it be petty.
Yeah. That's the main reason, because women are petty.
Just because women are petty.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Naturally, that's just how it is.
Right. So, matter of fact, Ro had a birthday party, and it was, like, a whole bunch of girls or whatever. It was just all girls, only girls. And I was telling my man, I'm like, yeah, we about to be, you know, just all girl shit. He was like, oh, Lord. And I'm
Because you already know
that?
It's because it's going to be somebody that don't like each other or somebody don't like somebody. If it's more than, like, five women together, I feel like somebody in the group is not going to like somebody.
Right.
Even if it's five friends, it's still going to be somebody that just really don't like another person. That's just how it's going to be.
Corinne. So we're going to have Corinne on. Come here, Nene. I want to hear Nene's point of view. My friend Nene is here, one of my very dear friends, my closest friends. Be Maze, you better be next. Nene, why do you think, sit down over here, Nene. Nene, why, yeah, you being interviewed. Why do you think girls, it's so harder for girls to come together and not be on no catty, petty shit when it comes to, like, you think it's harder? Well, looking around, it seems like girls always beefing over nothing.
You mean, like, harder than, like, to support each other, or?
Yeah, like, anything, or, like each other, or get along.
Because girls have, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say pride or anything. Like, girls are catty.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if I don't like her, I'm not doing that, and I'm not going to support her. If she friends with her, and I don't like that girl, then I'm not going to support her. Because she, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, that type of stuff. It's more, like... And they can hold grudges for a long time, so.
Girls can't hold grudges for a long time. What do you think that women can do to not have that type of stereotype, if you will?
Let stuff go. I mean, I know shit be hard to let go, but, you know, let it go.
Let that pride go.
And try to support everybody.
For everybody. All right, Nene. Thanks. Got her 4 minutes or Beauty in the Get Thing on Trill. Hey, Corinne is here. Corinne Carter. Corinne Carter is here. She is the curator, the mastermind, the girl boss behind this Lotus Brunch in which we are, you know, doing this live broadcast. So we're doing an episode. It's called Girl Fight. However, we want to know why. Like, the whole episode is all about why women can't empower each other. Why you think we so catty? Why do you, like, what do you think that is?
What do I think that is? Let me see. Honestly, I think it's insecurity more so than anything else. Yeah, it's an insecurity. It's the lack of being comfortable with yourself, lack of being good with who you are. So you looking at somebody else like, oh, she got all the designer, this, that, and the third. You projecting yourself on, you know, on that. Or like how she get that. She, you know, it's just the that. I really feel like that's what it is. And I'm not even gonna lie. I mean, I think feel like as women, we all go through periods of that.
Right.
Where you feel like, yeah. And you looking at another female like, oh, why I ain't got what she got. Even her man, like, damn, she got a whole good relationship. Why can't I? Da da da. You know, I think, and honestly, I think it's human nature to a degree, too. Oh, she know this is my song. That's why she looking at me. Yes, Kai. Woo! Thank you, Corinne. Yes. Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself, boo.
Thank you for letting us be here.
You're welcome.
And you're going to have to come when we are doing like a quote-unquote regular episode.
Okay. Yes.
Because I told you it was going to be ratchet, but you know, this is not that much of a ratchet episode.
No, no, no. Not that ratchet.
All kind of things.
Ratchet? What you want to talk
about? Not this episode, but I'm going to see you.
Okay.
We're going to get ratchet. Yes, so, you know, it has something to do with that Britney.
It's really
be made. Girl, so we only have one mic. We only got one mic working, and we got three mics here. So, that was one of the technical difficulties. Be made. So, this episode is entitled Girl Fight, even though we are talking about building women up. So, we want to know, why does it seem like women are so catty to each other? Why it's so hard for women to support each other? What do you think that is? And also, I want from both of y'all, how do you think women can overcome that and we can get to, you know, helping each other out?
They can't and they won't overcome it, ever. It's, you know, it's always going to be like this. But go ahead, Brittany.
Personally, I think...
Why?
Okay. Low self-esteem.
That's what everybody's saying.
I really just think because if, as a confident woman, I kind of feel like you don't have a reason to not want to be a part of or at least be friends with or at least just give credit to another woman who's also on her shit. Like, personally, I love, like, okay, let me take it away from the business aspect. Seeing the pretty woman. I love being like, oh, she's cute.
Right.
Or I like her style. My mother taught me it could be 49 pretty girls in a room. That does not mean that you're not the 50th one.
Exactly.
And that type of mentality has kind of got me to where I am now because I'm able to appreciate other pretty women because that don't take away from me. And I think if more women would be more appreciative of other women if they didn't think that it took away from them. You can give somebody else credit without you having to kind of step on somebody else's toes or making it seem like they're better than you. Just give credit. Just say, hey girl, like, how you doing, what you doing? Or even just a simple, like, I like what you doing. I appreciate what you doing. I see you. Salute.
Absolutely.
Salute, shorty. Like, that's all. You don't got to be like, I mean, girl, because I'm trying to be friends with you because that's how another things go bad because fake friendships.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of want to get on with people who not really this, that, and the third. So that has a lot to do with it, too.
Right.
Because superficial friendships usually end up not really becoming nothing at all. So, I mean... giving a curse, but I kind of just feel like more women low-key need to come together
right.
And stop letting and dudes be messy. As I look at Vic,
right.
dudes be messy. So that'd be another reason why females don't unite and they end up being divided because a lot of it had this time usually has to do with a guy, usually have to do with some sort of like low self-esteem comes with men too.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That ain't our fault, though. This is about y'all. This ain't about dudes.
This about them, sweetie, because I give credit when credit is due to any female on her shit. Listen,
hey, Brittany,
so this is about them.
So
this
bad.
Is about them.
Yeah, them.
Thank you. What a beautiful answer from the beautiful B-Maze. Yes. Rosha, oh, how can women come together and, you know, get over that stereotype that seems to be true, so it's really not that much of a stereotype. How can we do that?
Appreciating ourselves. Because once you appreciate yourself, valuable people value people.
Yeah.
Hurt people. So when you valuable and you like, okay, I have this going for myself, I know what I'm capable of doing, why wouldn't you want to share that energy? Why wouldn't you want to compliment the next girl who's hustling, who's grinding, who getting it, who going to school, who got her own business? You be like, shorty, I see you because I'm doing the same thing. It starts with self.
It starts with self. Couldn't have said it better myself. I like that, Brittany. Thank you. Hey, get Brittany out of here.
She on her 80th mimosa.
No, <I'm not>
Brittany said,
Hey, look. Okay, so we got my friend Ro here. She already said hello, but I want to hear from her. Ro, so it seems like girls are always like catty. They don't know how to get along. It's always, and I'm going to tell you, because I was just saying it to the podcast when you was over there. When I was telling my man, I was like, I'm going to Ro's birthday party. It's going to be like a whole bunch of girls or whatever. First thing he said to me was like, oh, Lord. And I was like, why did you say, oh, Lord? He was just like, you know how girls are. So, like, why do you think that is? And also, how do you think women can, you know, get over that?
I'm going to be honest. I think the primary reason for women not being able to get along is envy. I think a lot of women are very envious. You know, what you have now, I want it. They don't have their own desires sometimes, and they let other women set the tone for what they want and what they want to do. I feel like, you know, being comfortable with you is the best, like B-May said, that being comfortable with you is the best way to be able to show love to other women. When you're good with you, you don't care about what other women are doing because you know what you're doing. But when you care, and that's when that envy comes in, and that cattiness and that, oh, let me one-up her comes in. It's like, okay, I'm not okay with me. How can I show that I'm better than her? But really, we all in our own lane. Like,
everybody has a lane.
Exactly. My end goal lane, your end goal, even if they similar. So what I'm doing ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing. Yep. So I think just be you and be, like, open. And, like, I hope with my birthday thing, everybody was able to blend. But that's because I feel like it's important to surround yourself by people who are okay with them. Like, you know, they love them. Like, even with you, you always are, like, you love you. And that's one of the reasons I love you. I love someone who can love themselves. Because you can't love me how I want to be loved if you don't love yourself.
Right.
So, yeah, that's yeah, that. And I'm like done, that. You know.
Like that. So that's a good solution. Everybody's saying to start with you. Love yourself. Right, Trill?
Stop hating. That's the main thing.
Also, stop playing these hoes, Trill. So that's one of the reasons why
what
girls...
What is this? This is not a thing about...
Look, I'm about to flip it and make it not even relatable.
That's another episode.
Stop making these hoes. You know, I'm just joking. But yeah, like...
I see you on Twitter. Wilding out, giving the hoes too much attention and not knowing how to handle it.
Ooh. What you got to say about that, Dick?
I want another mimosa.
No, we're going to need another mimosa. Yeah, like, this episode wasn't meant to be super long anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just at this Women's Empowerment Brunch and trying to uplift women. How do you think women can get over that? I asked you that already? No.
I don't really think it's ever going to happen. I feel like some women are going to be able to do it. The women that's already doing it is going to keep doing it. And the women who can't do it, they ain't ever going to be able to do it.
Doing it. What is it?
Uplifting.
Okay.
Like, if you already like that, you're going to be like that. But some bitches is going to hate to the day they die.
Yeah.
And they're never going to change.
I mean, it's always going to be a hater.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see what you mean.
Yeah, because haters' job is to hate. But I will say, like, for real, it's just, for real, like you said, we got to uplift each other. Like, you know, and not focus so much on the negative. I'm trying to now, like, just put my energy into things I actually care about and not put my energy so much into things I don't give a fuck about. So we just got to lift each other up. Like, my friends, I will say all of y'all are very supportive in every aspect, so that helps with uplifting me, making sure I'm good. And I think it also, in turn, helps with them individually, all of us uplifting each other. So it's just doing your part. Like, do you really care if your friend is on that, you know, okay level? Like, she's okay and she's feeling good about herself, or are you just worried about you?
Yeah. So I think also what kind of Ro is saying, if you okay with your friend being mediocre, are you okay with your friend being mediocre as a woman? Like, not even talking about dudes, we're going to focus on the women. Like, if you see, you know, like,
I want everybody
walking in excellence. You know what I mean? Like, why everybody can't walk in excellence? Like, if your friend, well, you don't get it, Trill. I'm looking at you. But if your friend, if you were excellence and your friend is like, she's okay with, right, she lacking, you can see that she lacking, but she don't think that she lacking or whatever. Like, how can you say that without hurting her feelings? Like, girl, you probably could.
That's another thing. Women are too, some women are just too sensitive. They can't take feedback.
Yeah, but you know what? And a great example, and I'm glad that she's here. I think a good example of that is not saying what you're doing wrong, but suggesting what would be right. So, like, I was trying to make that the summertime thing happen. Like, Ro has suggested to me, and Nene does that a lot too. Ro has suggested to me, why don't you just keep it in November? Keep it everything the same. You know what I mean? Just suggest to your friends what is right so that can make them
not mediocre. Make them the best.
Yeah, like my friends tell me, why don't you get your eyebrows waxed a little, you know? Touch it up some. You got to try to find a way to be honest with your friends and let them be on your level.
It's a way to be honest with your friends or whatever. And would you... Nene talk about... My friends always... When you say their name, they want to know, what? What'd you say? I was saying, Nene, you have a way of... not being okay with your friends being mediocre. Like, you can suggest things for the better without saying it in a mean way, if that makes sense. right, exactly. So yeah, exactly. Is your friend your friend if you know she allowing you to be mediocre? So yeah. You got anything else?
Like, why your friend musty? Why you?
Why is your friend musty?
She was musty. You knew. Why somebody else had to smell it?
And why is your friend wearing that? You know what I mean? Like, you let your friend walk out. Like, I'm sure she asked you, cause we do that. Do you like these shoes? And if she says yes, maybe she can't dress neither. But yeah, yeah. You got anything else to say about this trail?
This has been a great event.
I'm trying to go get another mimosa.
We lit. We want some mimosas. We'll holler at y'all next week. Bye.
Follow us on Twitter at @BeautyAndTrill and hit us up on our email, beautyandthetrill@gmail.com. All right?
All right, y'all. Bye.